There was one early morning cancellation today, but otherwise the Steamship Authority says most ferries are running on schedule today. This after a Saturday night episode in which a recently refurbished vessel lost power, stranding more than 70 ferry passengers off the coast for 5 hours. No one was hurt, but WBUR's Andrea Shea reports there have been ripple effects.
Mike Allen of Yarmouth was on the 8:30 p.m. ferry to Woods Hole after a day of playing disc golf in a tournament on the Vineyard. It was supposed to be a 45-minute cruise.
Everything seemed like it was going normal. We were headed back to Cape, and we were going to go, you know, celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Then Allen says,
power cut. Lights went out. The captain came over the radio. And then we had some crew come up to us and tell us that it was a safety emergency. And then we actually helped pass out life preservers.
Allen says the crew told passengers to remain cautious and calm and that they'd be drifting because the engines lost power. He recalls the generator kicking on, but there was no heat. Allen thinks the passengers and crew handled it well, given the circumstances.
I'd never been in a situation like that, and so I didn't know if we were going for a swim or not. We were kind of just floating out in the middle of the ocean for a while.
Michael Hennen of Marston's Mills was traveling with Allen. After 5 hours on the water, the Coast Guard and three tugboats towed the disabled ferry back to Vineyard Haven around 2 a.m. Passengers were offered hotel rooms. Looking back, Hennen wishes the crew had given more information. And like many, he wants to know what caused the outage, especially because the 25-year-old ferry just completed a more than $17 million overhaul.
Whether it was a shorting in wiring or something more mechanical-wise, I don't know. But it seemed like they did have a clue as to what had happened from a previous repair. I'm not sure.
As of yesterday afternoon, Steamship Authority General Manager Robert Davis said it was too early to connect the vessel's failure to its midlife refurbishment. The extensive renovations and updates included the replacement of two old generators with three new ones, as well as an electrical panel.
Until the inspections are completed by both our staff and the Coast Guard, I think it'd be premature to be speculating on that.
Saturday night's incident follows a grounding of another ferry last Thursday. That vessel was out of service Friday and Saturday because of an operating error. Davis acknowledges the effects that incidents like these are having on people who rely on the ferries.
We've had a run here of a number of storms that have been causing some of the cancellations. We have some issues with not only with the vessels, obviously, but also with some of the terminals as well. So, you know, we're working on trying to get those all resolved and trying to provide the reliable service that the islanders have come to depend upon.
Davis also says the Steamship Authority is looking into ways to keep the public's trust and is exploring how to keep travelers up to date beyond postings and alerts through the website.
I think we need to be doing a better job in terms of communicating what's been going on, you know, with some of these storms and things like that, making sure that notices are going out, be able to let people know that, you know, there may be service disruptions.
But some passengers are losing confidence, including Kara Yass of Westport, Connecticut. On Sunday before boarding, she said she waited hours for another delayed boat on Friday afternoon.
I had a 1 o'clock reservation, and I got on a 4:45 boat. So I stayed there over in Woods Hole from 12 to 4:45.
Even so, Yass is grateful she wasn't stuck on a stranded ferry out on the water in the middle of the night. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.